there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real Raw Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're talking about falling into your desires, literally. We're diving into the powerful energy of autumn to manifest a truly incredible chapter this season. Let's get into it. We think of the fall. We often think of pumpkin spice lattes, all things pumpkin, cozy sweaters, but it's not just about that. It's a time of immense spiritual and energetic significance. Just as the trees release their leaves to prepare for a new season of growth, we too can let go of what no longer serves us and be intentional with powerful intentions for what we want to bring into our lives. That's right, we're talking manifestation, baby. It's the perfect time to get clear on our goals and start manifesting. So let's get into the top 10 fall manifestations and why that's so critical at a time right now. As the crisp leaves rolls in, and the leaves begins to blaze in amber and gold and crimson, and it just let us know fall is here. It's not just a season of transition. It's a powerful time for change, release, and renewal. Nature itself, that's the art of letting go with grace, showing us how beautiful it could be to just shed what no longer serves us. So this is really sacred, and it's definitely, you know, grounded in its unique energy. And, you know, with your personal transformation, the world often at times, sometimes it moves too fast and expect too much. So fall invites us to slow down and look inward. It whispers to our souls, what are you ready to harvest? What are you finally willing to release? These are not just simple questions, but they should be heartfelt and intentional manifestations. Fall gives us the space to realign with our values, clarify our desires, and magnetize our goals with grounded earth energy. So I want us to really tap in. My top 10 most powerful manifestations you can call into your life during the fall. So this is for anyone that's seeking clarity, abundance, love, healing, or simply peace. These manifestations are rooted in both practical intention setting and energetic alignment with the season's natural rhythm. So we are going to dive deep into specific fall manifestation for cultivating gratitude, manifesting abundance, to calling in that cozy love and letting go of limiting beliefs. So you're going to find some different things we're going to go over, rituals, affirmations, just different strategies tailored to this fall season. So whether you're a seasoned manifester or just beginning your journey to start manifestation, this episode will give you a good understanding of being grounded, soulful, and actionable. This is simply the roadmap to turn your intentions into reality, one crunchy leaf at a time. So grab a warm drink, light a candle, wrap yourself into something soft, and let's step into this season of transformation together. With the leaves falling as we find clarity in this season through manifestations. Are you ready to rise? Let's get into it. So we are about to manifest some things. The first thing you want to manifest in your life is clarity. You know, when the air is crispier and the days get clearer, so can your mind. You have to take advantage of this energy to gain clarity in your life. Seek more to understand, how can you get better? How can you be better? Like, how can things evolve for you? What is something that you want to do better? You know, work on to just be the better you, and take time to assess What are your goals? What are your values? What are you truly doing in life? So that's the first thing. Clear your mind and get some clarity. That's number one. And just set action. You know, you can do this, you know, gaining clarity by simply walking in nature and asking yourself, what do I truly want for this next chapter of my life? And be genuine, be authentic, and honest with yourself, and let the answers come to you without judgment. You have to give yourself a judgment-free zone to be free to just articulate what you want your next chapter of life to look like. And the second thing that you want to manifest is, you know, it's all about, for the fall, warmth and comfort and creating that feeling of security and peace, you know, in your life. So be intentional, create a cozy corner in your home, light a candle, grab a blanket, and spend a few minutes there. You know, each day just visualizing and feeling a deeper inner comfort and connection. And if you're one of those people that loves pumpkin everything, get your pumpkin spice candles, whatever that is. I know some people that go all out with that pumpkin stuff for, you know, the fall season. So whatever floats your boat, but find comfort in just having that warm and cozy feel this fall. And the third thing you want to be sure to manifest is manifesting new connections. So as the hustle of the summer ends, fall is a great time to just build deeper and meaningful connections and relationships. You know, try to hone in on those friendships and make sure those bonds that you created over the summer, that they're growing. So reach out to that one person you haven't spoke to in a while and invite them out for coffee or a walk or activity or shopping or whatever you do with your friends, your besties. So please, please, please take that time to manifest new connections or work on existing connections. So now the fourth thing that you want to be sure to manifest in your life this fall season is a healthy routine. Routines are the backbones of our days, believe it or not. You know, with back to school energy in the air, fall is the perfect time to establish a new habit that supports your well-being. Our daily routines and activities, they actually define, you know, how our day is going to go, how our week is going, most importantly, how our year is going. And if you need any additional resources with building habits and habit stacking, I do have a book. Yes. It's New Year, New Habits by Alicia Eads, available at Amazon. Get your copy. You won't regret it. So choose those small habits that align with just making your life just a little bit better. Drinking a glass of water, you know, early in the morning, and doing that 10-minute stretch and committing every day to exercising and being nutritional. Anything that you do to gradually improve your day with those habits that you're building, that makes a difference. So the next thing we're going to get into, the fifth manifestation for the fall, and that is financial abundance. Dinero, dinero, dinero. Fall is the harvest season, a reminder that your hard work from the year is about to pay off. So think of it, everything that you're doing financially from the beginning of the year, from the new year, if you've been consistently contributing to that and building those routines to gradually saving and watching your investments, they should definitely be ready to harvest this season. And write a gratitude list for all the money you currently have. No matter how small, acknowledge that you are ready to receive more money, more abundance, more dinero. So manifestation number six, that creativity, being creative and flowing. That's something that I manifest weekly, you know, podcasting, being a podcaster and a motivational speaker, you have to be in that creative flow or no one's listening and nothing is, you know, gonna stick. So as the world slows down, you can tap into a powerful creative current. So think of, you know, manifesting creativity, how you could be a little more creative in your life. Get a journal or notebook and commit to writing or sketching it in 5 minutes a day. Don't worry about being perfect, but just let your ideas flow. I love this. I love this. I love writing, and it really helps me out when I'm creative and I have that creative flow. It's just such an incredible thing. So our seven manifestation, and this is one of my favorites. Manifesting inner peace. Peace, peace, peace. Guardian of your soul. You know, this is the time to just let this calming inner peace just flow through you. So we are manifesting inner peace. A peace of mind is priceless. So here's a strategy. Find a quiet space and listen to a 5-minute guided meditation. We all know I love a good meditation. We've even meditated together here at Real World Relevant Podcast. So find that time to just have a guided meditation and focus on your breath and let go of any tension you're holding. Manifestation is key. So manifestation, gratitude, that's our eighth manifestation. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Gratitude is a high vibrational emotion that attracts more of what you appreciate. You have to be grateful. You have to have that spirit of gratitude in order to, rise to the next level. Each night before bed, a moment to reflect, you know, if you have a gratitude journal right before bed, just write down the things that you are grateful for. They can be big or small, but that shows your level of appreciation and showing your heart full of gratitude. And that is just opening the window for greater things to come. So we are getting through our manifestations. So manifestation number 9. The art of letting go this fall. So just like the leaves, it's time to release what no longer serves you. Old hurts, grudges, being bitter, resentment, or limiting beliefs. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it fall off just like the leaves this fall. And, you know, take a moment. Here's a strategy to help you with that. Take a moment to write down one thing you are ready to release. Say out loud, I am letting go of this to make space for what is coming. And then safely tear up the paper. Because what you're doing is letting go all of the hurt, all of the pain, all of the guilt, all of the shame, all of the baggage. You're letting it go to make space for new positive things and opportunity and, you know, just great things coming in your life. So let it go. That's a manifestation, the art of letting go. So we are moving on to our most powerful manifestation, and that is manifesting a powerful vision. Fall is the final push before the end of the year, so use this time to get clear on the bigger picture. You have to know what it is that you want to accomplish before this year end and make it your business to see it through and work on those strategies. Write a letter to your future self. Date it for next fall and describe how you want to be feeling, what you want to have accomplished, and what your life looks like. Then seal it away until that date and work your butt off to get there, and next fall, revisit it. I did this once when I was working in Manhattan, and we all wrote this. We started and we wrote this letter to ourselves and what we wanted to accomplish and what we wanted to gain, you know, within the next 3 months, and just opening up that letter and reading it back, just 3 months. I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this person? I literally almost cried. Like, wow, I've accomplished so much. So that is a really neat thing to do. So it's all about embracing the season, using the natural energy of fall to, you know, push you through, you know, to take advantage of all of these really positive manifestation. It's not just about wishing, it's about setting intentions and taking small actions that align with them. So trust the process. Like the trees, you are in a cycle of growth and release. That's what this fall is about. And that's what these manifestations are. So trust that the universe has your back when you are manifesting like a boss. Remember, beautiful souls, this is the season of a powerful invitation to align with your deepest desires and your heart. Go out and use this time to manifest the life you've always wanted. The universe is waiting to conspire with you. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on another episode of Real Raw Relevant. Until next time, keep shining bright. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.